Good morning, Kristen Uniforms. How can I help you?
Hi, can I speak with Richard, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Richard or Marilyn, this is Gabe calling, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one second. Hi, Gabe.
Yes.
Yep, he just wanted me to let you know he'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Hi, it's Richard.
Hey, Richard, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff here. How are you?
What bank are you with?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff. You had made an inquiry here, a request for information about our working capital program.
Okay, yeah, I got something in the mail from you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did send you something in the mail. Do you have a few minutes to chat now? Did I catch you at a good time, or...?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right, so looking at... Looking to bring on some working capital, looks like.
Hmm.
All right. How much were you thinking about bringing on for the business there?
I didn't have a set amount in my mind, but I was thinking about a couple hundred thousand.
Okay.
You know, depending on the term and the rate and all that kind of nice stuff.
Gotcha. And what would you be doing with the money? What would the use of proceeds be there?
Maybe doing some internal changing around of some of the expenses and payouts I have right now. Doing some promotions. I might be doing a partial buyout of a shareholder that's lower shareholder than myself. I'm a majority shareholder.
Oh, what's your what percentage of the business do you own there?
50%.
50. Okay.
Yeah, I have controlling interest.
Gotcha. As far as the business structure goes, you guys are incorporated. Are you guys S-Corp or C-Corp there?
C-Corp.
C-Corp, okay. So for 2015, what did the business do with gross annual sales?
We have a fiscal year ending April 30th, so... April 30th, 15. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm thinking right around $1.2 million. Didn't I fill something out for you?
I just got the request for information. Did you by chance send in like a fax to fund with one of the applications?
I might be wrong, but I thought I went to a website and I thought I filled out some kind of a sheet and submitted it.
Yeah, you just submitted a sheet. It just kind of had like the contact number, what program you were looking at, callback time there. I don't think you filled out an application. But I just have a few more questions for you. So about at least 1.2 ballpark. Okay.
It's really close to 1.2. It isn't ballpark. It's right pretty much on the mark around 1.2.
Okay, 1.2, perfect, no problem. Any current loans with the business right now?
We have a bank we work with. There's an equipment loan, a line of credit. That's about it.
So equipment loan, line of credit. Did you mention, do you have like an SBA loan or a working capital loan at the moment?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, no problem. All right. How soon are you thinking about bringing on these funds for the business?
I'm not under any particular pressure to bring them on. It's something I'm looking into. I am talking to a couple other companies, and I'm reviewing what they have proposed to me. And I got your thing in the mail, so I thought I'd include you.
Okay, great. How's the personal credit there? Good, bad, average?
No, I would say my personal credit's excellent.
Okay, great. And how about time in business for you?
I started the business in 1982.
Okay, 1982. Was that about 34 years?
Yeah, 34 plus.
A little over 34? Okay. All right. So just to kind of let you know, what we'd need to get you a proposal worked up. So we typically can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So based on your sales being at 1.2, you know, we're looking anywhere from 120 to 180. What we take a look at is 6 months business bank statements, a one-page application, and then the first page from your tax return there, the 1120. And we take those three items, usually get you an answer in 1 to 2 days, proposal worked up for the business.
Okay, well, can you send me an email to that effect so I can review it?
Absolutely.
Sort of jammed up today. I'll try to get to it, you know, by the end of the week or the beginning of next week.
Yep, no problem, no rush there. Just to be precise here, we have R as in Robert, F as in Frank, P as in Peter, 6007@AOL.com. Is that the best one for you?
Yeah, that's the best one. That's my personal one.
Okay.
I have a business one, but I'd rather use a personal one.
I understand that completely. Richard, nice speaking with you today. And I think we can definitely...
Let's write your name down again. What was your name?
It's Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Gabe.
If you want to jot down that, Nowaskey, Nowaskey.
And, okay, what number are you at?
Yeah, I can give you my direct line. It's 858-779-0391.
And that's a dial 1 ahead of time?
Yeah. And that'll be in the email I send you as well. It'll be in the signature there.
Okay.
So I'll get that out to you the next 15 minutes and then maybe circle back with you early next week if I haven't heard from you. Does that work for you?
Yeah, give me about a week before you call me back.
Yeah, no problem, Richard. You got it. I'll get that sent out to you here shortly.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right, you got it. Take care. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.